Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver. Ready for honest conversations about thriving in midlife? Listen to and follow my new podcast, Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
All right. Back here on a Tuesday, for those who celebrate, congratulations. For those who don't, get laid, loser. So I wouldn't be doing my job. I didn't do the National Blank Day. National Chicken Lady Day.
I saw that last night, and I don't understand what that is.
Well, you know, they blew up the Chicken Man in Philly last night.
Huh?
That's Atlantic City from Bruce Springsteen.
Oh, okay.
National Candy Day. That's weird.
Yeah, which is stupid.
National Chicken Lady Day, National Easy Bake Oven Day.
Oh, I didn't see that one. That's a good one.
National Play Outside Day today. Going to be 72 degrees and beautiful. But I did do some extensive research for you only, Bob Fesco. So you had mentioned that the inventor of the frozen burrito has passed away.
He died.
And gone. So I went out there and I asked Alex Gold. I said, Alex, Bob has a question. Have you ever had a frozen burrito?
No.
And he goes, well, does Scooters count? Because their burritos are probably frozen. I said, no, have you ever gone to the store, bought a frozen burrito, and then made it at home? He just says, oh.
Oh, my God. Costco's got these black bean and rice burritos that are, like, healthier for you,
you can get.
That. You've seen them, right? Oh, yeah. They're fantastic. Have you ever had a frozen burrito, Dusty?
Of course.
Mac?
Of course.
I used to get the bomb at Quick Trip because they had the microwave there,
yeah.
And I'd throw that in there.
Dirty gas station microwave is the best.
You had about 5 minutes to get home.
Yeah.
You'd go in there and get a bomb burrito, a side of cheese, and a Gatorade, and that was your cure the next morning, baby.
Oh, my God. Yeah, side of cheese with that. Oh,
what are you
going to
dip it in?
Nothing.
I have the
garbage can.
But now that they have taquitos, those are just skinny burritos.
That's right. Yeah, so, but I told you, I was thinking about this. The inventor of the frozen burrito dies. My phone didn't stop for like an entire day. Every friend group, every text thread, everybody.
Mac, this is where we're headed.
You know, the frozen burrito.
This is life.
I mean, this is better. What are you texting about? DVOA with your boys,
yes.
Right? Like nerd, you know. We're talking about stuff that matters. The frozen burrito guy died. Where would we be without the frozen burrito? I mean, think about that. How many people eat those frozen burritos constantly? I've been eating them since I was a kid, whether it's at lunch, whether it's at dinner. You had mentioned the breakfast one. The breakfast one's out.
They suck. They're never good.
If you're buying a frozen breakfast burrito, the eggs are always going to be mealy, and it's probably powdered eggs at that point inside that thing. Stay away from the frozen breakfast burritos.
Never cooks all the way through.
Never
the center's frozen still.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But the frozen burrito has been a staple in everybody's life. And then this guy died. I didn't realize we had an inventor of the frozen burrito, right? I mean, that's what did you do? I invented the frozen burrito. You are God. Thank you very much for inventing this thing. I mean, they were a staple when I was younger and you could buy boxes of them for no, you know, cost on the dollar. You get a bean frozen burrito, stick that thing in the microwave. That was dinner. And I said to Dusty, I go, I guarantee you everybody in the world has had a frozen burrito with the exception of Alex Gold. And I stand on that.
Well, you don't have to. It's there.
No, but I mean, we could survey everybody, and everybody has had a frozen burrito.
Yeah, everybody talks about the El Monterey's.
Those ones, yeah.
They're like that big. You put two in there. Once they're about done, you put the shredded cheese on top. Let it melt. Look like you had a Mexican cuisine,
hell yeah,
baby.
For 99 cents, you got that thing in, man.
Somebody says the bomb burrito with a side of cheese is diabolical.
I mean, but seriously, who has had a bigger impact on our life? Andy Reid or the guy who invented the frozen burrito? It's the guy who invented the frozen burrito.
You can't have either without either one. I'm sure Andy Reid's had a frozen
burrito. Absolutely he has. BBL Stinky. You don't like them?
They just started making chili cheese chimichangas.
Oh, my God.
Wow. Would you rather have that or the chunky soup?
Neither.
The chili mac chunky soup.
That has 800 milligrams of salt in one spoonful?
It is brutal. Yeah, somebody says the El Monterey beef and green chili frozen burritos are awesome.
Hell yes, they are.
I bet my stepdad still has a sleeve in the freezer of the El Monterey frozen burritos.
I mean, everybody's been impacted by them.
Even Maloney, the bomb burritos are at QT double flex.
Double flex for the bomb.
I'm telling you, man, it was great back in the day when you were like 14 and you didn't have to worry about anything. And you're like, oh, bomb burrito, $2.99. While I'm waiting for it to be done, side of cheese.
Yeah. Side of cheese.
Oh, God.
You better believe it. I mean, I got a rotten gut.
Yeah.
So
that guy did it. I mean, he impacted every single one of us. So I just want to pour a little out today for our frozen burrito inventor and saying thank you for making life better.
No doubt. You think that his casket was a burrito?
Probably.
That'd be sick.
I mean, like, is there one dope thing like
you think people he has to be a burrito he tucked in? Like, when you were a kid, did you love to be the burrito tuck?
Yeah. I still like to do that as an adult. I'm not going to lie.
Nude.
Exactly. I didn't say I was wearing clothes. I said I'd like to be tucked in like a burrito. I didn't say I was, you know, wearing pants.
Smash.
But like this frozen burrito guy, man, like legitimately touched all of us. Every single one of us has benefited from the frozen burrito guy. Nobody's benefiting over the DVOA guy.
Oh, I mean,
Mac maybe.
Yeah, speak for yourself there. Yeah,
at least he's not touching us.
Yeah, exactly.
Hey, you want a burrito? Not anymore.
No, I do. Give me it.
Speaking of gut, what does your gut say about the Royals' approach this offseason?
Well, here's what we're thinking right now. The gut is telling me that we're going to have a work stoppage of some sort at the end of next year, right? There's going to be a lockout. And that doesn't mean we're going to miss games or spring training, but there will be a lockout at the end of next season. But I've also been doing my research, if you will, and reading a lot about what's going on in baseball, and there seems to be a little bit of a standoffish kind of like owners wanting to give out long-term deals because we don't know where the landscape of baseball is going to be in 2027, right? And so the last thing you want to do if you're a business owner is sign somebody to a long-term contract when all the rules are changing, right? So I feel like there's going to be a lot of one-and-dones out there on the market this year. There's going to be a lot of guys that are taking one-year free agent deals because we don't know what the landscape of baseball is going to be. This is where the Royals need to be aggressive. Unlike the Chiefs, the Royals have what we call a go-for-it year. We talked about it last year. The Chiefs should go for it. Man, they've got three Super Bowls. They've got all these championships. They've got all that. The Royals don't. The Royals really should use next year as an all-in go-for-it year, blow out the Jets, clean out the bank account, go out there and sign every possible free agent bat that you can get on the market, and go out there and really go all-in for 1 year. Because after next season, we don't know what's happening in Major League Baseball. And the Royals, it's been over 10 years now since they last won a world championship and, you know, advanced that far into the postseason and whatnot. So I feel like this is the offseason that if you're John Sherman, you tell JJ and guys, here's a blank check. Go out there and take care of business. Sign everybody to a one-year deal and let's go balls to the wall and see what happens. Why not? You got nothing. You're not in long-term deals.
So go get Kyle Tucker.
Yeah.
YOLO.
Kyle Tucker would go against stuff that you stand on, which is why pay the guy that's aging. You know?
1 year? I'm in on 1 year deals.
Yeah.
I mean, I'm definitely in on 1 year deals. Like the guy that I really think would be a nice fit here would be, you know, Bo Bichette. Put him at second base.
Good God.
He's a free agent, man. Hey, you want to come play next to Bobby and Michael and Vinny?
I mean, he'd be a gold. You'd have possibly gold at second. You know, you have gold at short and third with Michael and Bobby.
See?
Yeah,
you figured out second base real fast. Bo Bichette's a free agent.
Yeah,
that's a target for me.
I think they said his market's going to be somewhere around like $180 million.
Pay it. But again, are these owners going to get into these long-term contracts? Some will, obviously.
Also, you have the repercussion of what could be in 2 years.
That's what I'm saying. That's why we're talking about
this. That's what I'm saying. Like, with Bo Bichette, like, I don't know if he would still the youth that he has if he would sign the 1 year.
Oh, if he would sign a 1 year deal. Yeah, maybe not, you know, but how many owners are going to be out there offering? Like, I feel like, and again, this is my perception of everything.
But you would believe they would trade a piece before they would buy a piece. Does that make sense? Like they would try to trade somebody to get somebody rather than go buy a free agent.
Normal market conditions, I would say yes. But if we're getting to the point where nobody's signing because everybody wants a long-term deal and owners are saying, we're not giving you a long-term deal with the impending work stoppage, then you have to go out there and take advantage of that market. I feel like, and again, my perception is that when Mike Moustakas hit free agency, we all thought he was going to get all these offers, and he didn't. I feel like that's the way it's going to be for a lot of these guys this offseason in baseball. A lot of dudes think they're going to cash in, but with the uncertainty of what's going to be happening in 1 year, we're probably not going to have a lot of owners that are willing to open up the checkbook because we don't know what that labor situation is going to be like moving forward. So I do think there's going to be a lot of guys that take a one-year deal this year, and I think the Royals need to be very aggressive in that.
Can confirm, my stepdad, a.k.a. Jeff Mann, he said, you know it, that there's a sleeve of Monterey Jacks in that freezer.
Hell yeah, there is.
I mean, dude, they're easy.
Smash.
And they hit the spot every once in a while.
This text from the 816, sophomore year in college, got two bomb burritos from Come and Go. Microwave decided to stop working. Ate them both cold at 2 a.m., just double dipping into sour cream and salsa.
How drunk or other were you? Well, that is awesome.
This is how drunk. Found out in the morning that the microwave was fine. It wasn't plugged in.
Oh, jeez.
Oh, my.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Hi, I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, a board-certified OBGYN and menopause specialist. My new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it really takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Every week, I sit down with medical experts, cultural icons, and powerhouse women to talk about what really matters, your health, your power, and your future. We're covering hormones, identity, finances, relationships, and so much more. New episodes drop every Tuesday. Listen to and follow Unpaused with me, Dr. Mary Claire Haver, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Oh, and went through with it. I respect that move. Oh, yeah, it was still cold and you still went in there.
Oh, God. I mean, I can just taste that cold burrito right now. I'm going, oh,
because it's inside the bomb.
Oh,
neither do I.
See, everybody's got a burrito story.
Oh, yeah.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, and my new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Listen to and follow Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.